Welcome back to the other side of the spectrum. Happy Thanksgiving. We are back. Say hello.
Hello.
We are back, guys. We are so sorry we've been MIA, but we've had so many things go on. We've had so many really cool new adventures, and we've moved, and we're in our new home, our beautiful new home, and it's Thanksgiving, and we hope you're all with your families, and you're eating very scrumptious food, and you're giving thanks, and you're grateful, and that's what this episode's going to be about. We're going to throw a movie review in there. What movie review are we going to do?
About The Lion King.
We're gonna do a movie review about The Lion King. Now, The Lion King was remade.
Yeah, the remake edition, because people don't like remakes at all.
Oh, some people like remakes. So we're gonna go over that. We're gonna have a mini movie review. But this whole episode is gonna be about gratitude and being thankful. And me and Jaden are definitely thankful for our new home. We just moved back to Colorado from San Diego, California, and we are in our new beautiful home, and we love it, and we feel so comfortable and very, very, very grateful for having a home. So we are going to be spending this Thanksgiving and every Thanksgiving very grateful for what life has brought to us. So we moved from California. We no longer live on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
We came back to the snow. It's already snowed like 4 times since we've been here, and it's been great. But we love it. We love Colorado. We miss Colorado, and we're so grateful and happy to be home. So, Jaden, I want you to tell our listeners a couple things that you are grateful for.
I'm grateful for my family. Grateful for the joy, and grateful for, I think that's the only things I find.
Yeah.
The only things I think of.
Okay. And you're thankful for what? What are you thankful for? Which is kind of the same thing as grateful, but.
Thankful for everything.
You're thankful for everything. I am grateful for all those things that Jaden said, and I'm also grateful for health. I'm glad that me and Jaden have our health and that we're healthy people and that we are very well taken care of by the universe. It just seems to always show up for us and protect us. So I am very grateful for the universe and its protection, but also for its blessings. Moving back here was definitely something that we've been wanting to do for a very long time. Not that we didn't love California, because we did. California's beautiful, and the weather's always nice, but we missed the snow, and we missed the mountains, so we're back home, and we just cannot wait to just get started here. We've got so many really cool things happening in our lives right now. Jaden is homeschooling, so that's exciting, and he's really, really liking it. I am starting a new business, which we'll get to in future episodes of this podcast. We're going to have a website soon for this podcast, so you guys can, you know, look a little bit deeper into our lives. We're going to be posting some videos and some pictures. We may even start a YouTube channel. I know that we talked about that in past episodes. So hopefully we're gonna do that soon. We just moved. I mean, we've only been back in Colorado for a couple months, so we've just now really gotten settled into our new home. Today, actually, we got more boxes of stuff that we had to put away. So we're still settling in. So, you know, bear with us, but we're so happy to be back. I hope you guys missed us and you wanted us to come back. Welcome back to the other side of the spectrum. And now we'll get into Jaden's favorite part, which is the movie review. So Let's talk about The Lion King. What do you want to tell them? Oh, and if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's very cool to see the Lion King cartoon in a real live action movie with real animals and stuff.
It's really cool. Even though the original Lion King was out in 1994, of course. Some people do like the film. Some people don't really like it because when they don't like remakes.
Some people like things and some people don't like things. It's just how it is.
But also, they say that they have a lot of problems, but it's considered a passable or a non.
All right, well, we're going to talk about it in the positive because we like the movie. So we're going to give a mini review on the movie. And disclaimer, if you haven't watched it, don't listen to this. Although, I will have to say, the movie is just like the old one. So we're not going to be really spoiling the movie if you've seen the old version, the 1994 version. But there is, if you haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. But what I think is really cool, they use real animals. That's what I think is cool.
They did release The Lion King 2, like the original one with the animation.
They re-released it?
Well, they don't really talk about the remake. We're talking about like the sequel to the animated version of it. Like because it was like considered the best sequel, animated sequel, of course.
So what? So tell them about the movie.
Well, the movie is good. Is good.
Well, tell them the similarities to the old movie and some things that were different, because there were some things that were different.
Yeah, because there's like a lot of different problems. So there's like some.
Maybe not problems. It's just different. It's just different than the original.
So, can we start with the story for some reason? So the story is like about Simba wants to be the king in the future.
Of the jungle.
Yeah, or
and
the Pride Rock or something. Or
Pride Lands.
Yeah, and then we have Mufasa got killed.
Wait, who are these people though? Are they, what kind of animals are they?
Well, Mufasa and Scar and all of these people are lions.
And Simba.
Of course. And Azu is a bird. I don't know what kind of bird he is. And
Azu is the... or Zazu. Is his name Zazu?
Zazu, but he's the bird.
He's like Mufasa's helper.
Or Mufasa's like...
right hand or whatever. He protects Simba. He watches over Simba.
For his safety.
And Scar is Mufasa's evil brother.
I wish that he was redeemed.
Yeah.
But he can't.
And that was one of the differences was Scar's song.
The, like, be repaired.
Yeah. Like, it was very different. It wasn't in there, was it? Or was it different? I don't remember.
It was different. It has, like, a lot of hyenas. And probably they just, like, shorten it.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. And if you're partial to the 1994 movie and you like all the songs, you're gonna be disappointed because the Be Prepared song is different. You may like the new version. Me and Jaden did not. And we took my niece, ZZ, shout out to you, Z. We took her with us too to the movies, and she didn't like that part either. That was one of her favorite parts, one of her favorite songs. So we were a little disappointed in that, but to each his own. If you like it, great. If not, we understand why. So what else do you want to tell?
So about the story, it's kind of it's kind of like the same, you know?
As the old movie? Yeah. It is. It's very similar to the old movie.
And also for the, they don't have any humor. Probably.
Some. Like, he's talking about, there's two characters in the movie called Timon and Pumbaa.
And they're
the funny characters in the movie.
And then also, they just like, and the only humor, which is everyone is totally, which is a pop culture or poll, or people are just having enough of it, is fart. has to be that.
Oh my goodness. All right, what else?
For the animal design, of course they do look like them as the old one, and they do look like the ones from our real world, and probably they just move her mouse.
Probably. It's CGI. Mm-hmm. It's real animals with CGI.
And probably the characters. Characters are, so Simba is like the prince, a lion, and then he becomes a king when he grows up and he kills Scar.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the drama of the whole movie. If you haven't seen the 1994 version, I don't know what you're doing or what rock you've been under. You better watch that movie. It's awesome and a classic. Anyways, the story is that Scar is so jealous and hateful towards his brother Mufasa, and he's wanting to be the king, that he kills his brother.
But people were knowing about his origin story for some reason.
Yeah, and he kills his brother, and he tells the pride that Simba did it, when Simba was like this really little tiny cub. So there was no way that he could have done it.
Uh-huh. And also,
but he makes everybody in the pride think that the kid did it, that Simba did it. And
but that totally is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and Simba finds that out later on as he grows up. He finds out that Scar is a liar and that he killed his father, and he takes revenge.
And probably he just bam, and all the hyenas heard what a sentence what he said to him, and they probably said, my friends, I thought you said we are the enemy, and probably then just eat him alive.
Oh yeah. Well, see, Scar had like the hyenas as like his entourage of goons that would help him.
Comic reliefs or something.
Yeah, and they're funny too. That was one thing about the movie I wasn't a fan of either, where the hyenas from the old movie were a lot funnier than they were in this one. Yeah. A little more serious.
Mm-hmm. And from the Simba and Nala hyena chase, there was like a lot of hyenas.
Mm-hmm. And so the hyenas had overheard Scar talking badly about them, and when the stuff started happening where Simba was attacking Scar, the hyenas, you know, he went to the hyenas for help, and they were like, "No, I thought we're not your friends," you know. So they turned on him, and then I'm pretty sure he ate him.
But they don't really show it. They don't probably show it because
it's a children's movie.
They don't really.
If you want to see stuff like that, you watch National Geographic. So, but all in all, it was a very cute movie. It is very much like the first movie. The whole, like, beginning to end and in the middle is very similar and identical to the first movie. It is a remake. It is true to being a remake.
So,
but they have altered a few things in it.
And so, Mommy, where are you going to get the story? Where are you going to get the story with?
The story or the movie? The remake.
The story of the
Lion King is a 10 for sure. It's a beautiful story. It's sad, but it's courageous and cool.
How about the live action one?
I'm gonna give it an 8, but only because the few changes that they did were really partial parts of the first movie that I really liked, and they changed it. I wasn't a fan of the change.
And how about the characters?
A 10.
For the songs? For the songs?
The cuteness of the animals.
But how about the songs? Where are you going to get them for?
I'm going to be a mighty king, looking what king was before.
Yeah, but what's a scale?
10.
But... be prepared.
Just can't wait to be king.
But be prepared.
Yeah, in the remake, be prepared.
I'll probably give it like a five. The songs.
Six. Yeah. Be prepared in the new one. I'm probably gonna give like a five or six.
So overall, what's the total of it?
10.
For me, I think all people like give it like a 5, a 6, or a 7.
What do you give it?
I probably get a seven.
A 7?
Because it has
even for the old one?
Well, for the old one, it's totally a ten out of ten for some reason.
For some reason.
Well, it's a classic, and it's a beauty. For the characters, they also get a 9. For the animation, it gets a 10. Story, 10. And then the songs, 10. And equals 10.
Okay. Well.
Also, there is, like, the origins of Scar. There's, like, one origin story about him. And also, it's from the new TV show called The Lion King. The Lion Guard, I guess.
Is that on Netflix?
Well, no, it's probably on Disney DX or something. And probably, if you haven't seen that show, what are you doing?
So check that show out. What's that show called?
The Lion King, The Lion Guard. It has a new lion kid whose name's Keon.
Yeah.
And then he's named as the Lion Guard. The Lion Guard is a one where they have the little mark on them, and then also when they use their mighty roar and with the roaring lions and the lions in the clouds for them, and they roar
like the ancestors.
Yeah, and they probably blow them away. And also, if you haven't seen like season 3 of like Scar.
Scar.
Scar is the villain of The Lion King, and he's probably he is the villain in The Lion Guard, but he was the villain before The Lion King. And so for his origins, kind of say the origins. So he was the Lion Guard, and then he was walking down. He met that strange lion, and he was like, "Come here." And then when his little friend he didn't see, his little cobra friend, he totally. And gave him a scar on it.
So that's how he got the scar. Okay, so the Lion Guard is what I'm getting from this, is that this is how the Lion King, like pre-Lion King, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like how Scar got his scar.
Well, it's probably after the Lion King.
It's when Scar got his scar.
Well, for after The Lion King, they made like seasons of it. But when they made The Lion King 2, and they after it, they do it again in Scar Kid's Revenge. And then he tells his orange story.
His origin story.
In season 3, after The Lion King and after The Lion King 2. He was like a floating head of a lava fire in the volcano.
Well, you guys go check that show out.
And probably when he got his scar, Mufasa was he named him. He named his brother named Scar. And he said that he shouldn't be king. And then when he kills the masters of the lions of the Lion Guard, he probably just straight off killed them. And he probably lost the roar. And he killed Mufasa right in the middle of the Lion King, and then Scar dies from Simba, and now he's like a giant floating head of lava and fire.
He's a giant floating head
in the volcano with hyenas, new ones, not the old ones. There was
well,
like zero.
The moral of that? What's the moral of that? The moral of that is don't be the bad guy. Evil never wins. Right?
Yeah. Also, Zira, he is like, she's like a copy of Scar. And some people said, oh my gosh, Zira is more menacing and even more menacing than Scar.
Well, you guys just go check that TV show out that he's talking about, The Lion Guard.
And also, there is a sequel to The Lion King.
Yeah.
It's called Simba's Pride.
Simba's Pride. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you guys go check that out. So, we are going to end the episode now and get back to our Thanksgiving with our families. And we want to wish you guys again a very, very, very happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. And remember, don't just be thankful on this day. Be thankful and have gratitude every single morning that you wake up, because it is a gift. To wake up is a gift. We are not always promised tomorrow, and it is truly a blessing to have another day that we get to spend on this earth with our families. So, happy holidays. We are back. We are going to be back putting on the episodes.
And also, I'm going to give you a recommendation for The Lion King for some reason.
Okay.
For the original, go watch it. It's cool. The second one, go watch it. The show, go watch it. For the remake, you can watch it if you like it, but if you don't like it,
That is your opinion.
It's your opinion about it.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. And as always, come back to the other
side of the spectrum. Bye.